Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R. Sraghu with the World News. The headlines. Amnesty International warns Bangladesh's interim government over human rights abuses ahead of national elections. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen denies NATO-US agreement on Greenland issue. European Union imposes sanctions on 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders and officials of paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, over crackdown on protests. And in tennis, Arina Sabalenka to clash with Alina Rybakina in women's singles final of Australian Open on Saturday at Melbourne Park. Amnesty International has issued a stark warning to Bangladesh's interim government, accusing it of failing to safeguard basic human rights ahead of next month's national elections. In an open letter to Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus, Amnesty Secretary General Agnes Callamard condemned the government's failure to protect lives and freedom of expression amid growing violence, pointing to the December 2025 attacks on media offices, harassment of editors, and the lynching of Hindu man Deepu Chandra Das. Amnesty said the weak official response has left minorities, journalists, and critics dangerously exposed. A group of human rights advocates in Berlin has cautioned that Pakistan's recently enacted 27th constitutional amendment will erode judicial independence and concentrate greater power in the executive. According to a report by the Balochistan Post, the group said that the controversial amendment will further diminish safeguards for citizens who are already experiencing political marginalization and rights violations. Abdullah Abbas, executive director of the Human Rights Council of Balochistan, HRCB, said the amendment alters the balance between the judiciary and the executive by curtailing the court's power to review or contest executive decisions. He said the move would limit the capacity of citizens, activists, and civil society groups to pursue legal recourse. The European Union EU today reminded Pakistan of its international human rights commitments while condemning the conviction of two human rights activists and lawyers by the Pakistani authorities. Expressing deep concerns, an EU spokesperson, Anwar El Anouni, stated that the conviction of both the lawyers over social media activity goes against freedom of expression and independence of lawyers. The arrest of the duo has been severely criticized all over the world. The US State Department has urged American citizens planning to travel to Pakistan to reconsider their plans, citing security concerns. In its latest advisory, the department advised travelers to think twice before visiting Pakistan due to crime, civil unrest, terrorism, and the risk of kidnapping. According to the State Department, typical targets include transportation hubs, hotels, markets, shopping malls, military and security sites, airports, trains, schools, hospitals, places of worship, and tourist locations. The advisory mentioned that terrorist attacks typically happen in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, including the former Federally Administered Tribal Areas, FATA. But they have also occurred in major cities such as Karachi and Islamabad. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has denied that there was an agreement between the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and the United States on the Greenland issue. Talking to a news channel, Ms. Frederiksen said this when she was asked about US President Donald Trump's claim in Davos that he had reached an agreement with NATO on Greenland. She said, essentially, a state is sovereign, its borders must be respected, and the rights of other people to self-determination must be respected. Ms. Frederiksen reached France yesterday together with Greenlandic Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen. French President Emmanuel Macron said at a joint press conference that escalating tensions with the United States over Greenland constitutes a strategic wake-up call for Europe as a whole, while reiterating France's solidarity with Denmark and Greenland. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. The European Union has announced sanctions on 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders and officials of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, over Tehran's deadly crackdown on nationwide protests driven by economic hardship and mounting public anger over governance. The sanctions also included measures against six Iranian organizations. The decision by the 27-nation bloc marks the latest Western response over the violence, which has killed over 6,300 people. It also comes as a U.S. aircraft carrier group is in the Middle East after President Donald Trump threatened military force against Iran. The EU's measures follow other sanctions against Iran by multiple countries. Russia said today that there is still scope for negotiations between the U.S. and Iran, but warned that any military action against Tehran will lead to destabilized security systems in that region. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov underscored that negotiation potential on Iran has not been exhausted. U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday warned of military action against Iran, declaring that a massive armada of American forces was moving toward the country, and warned Tehran to agree to a deal limiting its nuclear program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need to work towards an artificial intelligence ecosystem which is transparent, impartial, and secure. He said that there should be no compromise on the ethical use of artificial intelligence AI. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with CEOs and experts working in the field of AI at his residence in New Delhi. A report.
The Prime Minister emphasized the need to embrace new technology in all spheres and use it to contribute to national growth. He also urged the use of indigenous technology across key sectors. Mr. Modi highlighted that India has a unique proposition of scale, diversity, and democracy, due to which the world trusts India's digital infrastructure. Aligned with the upcoming India AI Impact Summit in February, the interaction was aimed to foster strategic collaborations, showcase AI innovations, and accelerate India's AI mission goals. The high-level roundtable saw participation from CEOs of companies working in AI, including Wipro, TCS, HCL Tech, and others, along with experts from IIIT Hyderabad, IIT Madras, and IIT Bombay. This is Saira Mushtaba for World News.
The U.S. Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged, holding its benchmark lending rate in the range of 3.5% to 3.75%. The decision was not unanimous, as Governors Christopher Waller and Stephen Miron dissented, calling for a quarter-point rate cut. The move follows three consecutive rate cuts late last year. The Fed's cautious stance comes amid renewed political pressure. President Donald Trump has repeatedly urged the central bank to cut rates more aggressively. In tennis, Aryna Sabalenka will clash with Elena Rybakina in women's single final of Australian Open on Saturday at Melbourne Park. World number one Sabalenka kept her cool to beat Elena Svitolina 6-2, 6-3 in the first semi-final and reach a fourth Melbourne final in a row. Elena Rybakina defeated Jessica Pegula 6-3, 7-6 in the second semi-final today. Sabalenka holds a positive 8-6 record over Rybakina. In men's singles, Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev will lock horns in the first semi-final match of the tournament tomorrow. Novak Djokovic will take on Jannik Sinner in the second semi-final. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Amnesty International warns Bangladesh's interim government over human rights abuses ahead of national elections. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen denies NATO-US agreement on Greenland issue. European Union imposes sanctions on 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders and officials of paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, over crackdown on protests. And in tennis, Aryna Sabalenka to clash with Elena Rybakina in women's single final of Australian Open on Saturday at Melbourne Park. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.